It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds that may be different from our own. Sarah Kessinger is the publisher of the Marysville Advocate up in Marysville, Kansas. That's a paper run by her family since 1975. She joins us by phone from her offices at the Advocate. Sarah, it's nice to have you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, since we last talked, a celebrity has arisen in neighboring Nemaha County. Who is Bob Fisher?
Well, Bob is a local 55-year-old soil conservationist who likes to shoot free throws.
And now we're getting some. The soil conservationist thing was losing me, but the free throw thing is interesting.
Right. He after the age of 50, Bob decided just as a hobby to start shooting free throws and got better and better at it, and spending 2 hours a day practicing in the evenings, and decided to go for a world record. And he has, since that time, he's now 55, he has broken 14 world records in the Guinness Book.
And if you haven't seen Bob Fisher shoot free throws, go to YouTube. We'll try to get one up on our website this afternoon. It's an unbelievable thing to see this man pumping out free throws and making virtually every shot, right, Sarah?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, he became fascinated by the mechanics of free throw shooting, and in 2009 set a goal to break the record for most free throws in a minute. How many did he do?
Made in 1 minute 50.
50 free throws in a minute. Then he also set the record for free throws in 30 seconds, right?
Right. He's got the record at 33.
33. And you can see that online. 33 free throws in 30 seconds. That's better, obviously, than one a second. That's just amazing. Where does he do this, Sarah?
Well, he practices over at the gym in Centralia, at the school in Centralia. That's just a very small community, but a very sports-minded community over there. And then he has, he's made appearances now in China, and hoping to go to Australia soon. And he's getting a lot of attention from media nationally now as well.
And I think he has a key to the local gym, right? He just sort of goes there after work and does his thing with does his thing to shooting free throws.
Right. Yeah.
He's got a contraption too, sort of hooked up to the basket where the ball goes through the hoop and into the net, and then it rolls down sort of a metal rail system right back to where he's standing. Right.
Yeah, he's got it all rigged up so that he can go as fast as possible, and it is really amazing to watch him, how just solid he is. And beating Charles Barkley on the Tonight Show was an amazing feat, I would say.
Well, tell us about that. So he winds up in Los Angeles on the Leno Show, and what happened on the show?
He and Barkley were competing having a shootout, and Fisher wins. This is I believe it was a 30-second shootout, and Fisher wins 27-10.
He beat Charles Barkley on live TV, eh? How did Bob Fisher feel about being under that much pressure and being on national TV?
Well, he said he was off. He was off a little bit. He obviously didn't hit his record on that one, but he and the studio was, just kind of a cold area to shoot in compared to his usual practice space that he's comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So, still to beat Barkley was, a prize to take home with.
Well, this is a cool story on any level, but I gather for the Marysville Advocate, this has to be a pretty big deal. How big a deal is it, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, it's big. I think we sold out of most of our papers this past week. It was a front page story for us, and so
a front page story when he was on Jay Leno's show.
Yes, and this area is very into sports, and so it's quite the story, and he's well known in this area.
Well, do residents up there, how excited do they get by the national exposure like that, or does life just sort of roll on for them, Sarah?
Oh yeah, I think. Life rolls on. Centralia is the home of John Riggins, and so he comes back sometimes. And,
he's a former Washington Redskin football player who was like the MVP from a Super Bowl a bunch of years ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And so So they're accustomed to some, you know, attention. And then Centralia's football team, of course, is they were the ones who stopped the Smith Center winning streak a few years back. And so, you know, they've got a lot of publicity for a lot of different feats there. And this area in general is very, very, again, sports-minded.
Well, it's a neat story. Sarah Kessinger is editor and publisher of the Marysville Advocate, a weekly covering Marshall County at the northern edge of the Flint Hills up in Kansas. Sarah, it's nice to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. Talk to you soon. You can find out more information about our broadcast at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.